The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner.
I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.
On our last program, we had Bruce Sandifer, California horseman, talking about the California horse style. Well, Bruce is back again, and we're going to talk about balance today. Let's listen in.
Instead of using force to change the horse's action, say a stop, a turn, or something like that, you're changing your balance. So if you stay in the horse's center of balance, and it's in the middle of you, basically, both ways, side to side and forward and back, and to initiate a change, you get slightly out of its balance. That horse will seek the center of you. So if you get slightly out of balance, come back to the center, it will start to look for your center and respond off of that signal. I feel that because a hackamore is a balance-based piece of equipment, it has a balance point off the tip of the nose, and it rocks off the tip of the nose when the heel knot comes up, and then it goes back to a neutral position. And there's also a position of least resistance inside that hackamore. And there's a point there where it doesn't hit the sides of that hackamore. And if you can teach a horse to seek that position, that is a very good frame for a horse to be in, and they'll start to hunt that. And we always do everything through the center of the horse, through the horse's spine instead of around it. It really gets them used to staying together, so to speak.
California horse trainer Bruce Sandifer on the subject of balance. That's going to do it for today's Horseman's Corner. There's more on the web at horsemanscorner.com. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.